Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, happy birthday, Dennis. That really is awesome. Ooh, that made me think that when my mom and her sisters were trying to get something for my grandfather, who was, you know, hard to buy for, too, they settled on his favorite cheese. Because he couldn't, if you would send him something he didn't need, he would say, send it back and say, thanks, but I don't need this.
That's pretty much what my dad has done similar things, I think, over the years.
So if he has a favorite cheese, they thought, well, it won't go bad. You know, he could just cut it and eat it and he'll be happy. So just a word of advice.
Oh, there you go.
You can think about his favorite edible.
Talking
on this
THC
day,
or
well,
CBD?
No, I don't mean that.
You have to ask him that question. My wife is in the industry.
Favorite edible food, foodstuffs. All right, well, besides Dennis' birthday, 530 years ago today, come on, say it with me, in 1492, Columbus set sail. He sailed the ocean blue. Abby, do they still use that thing?
Yeah, they do.
Then what were the three ships that went with Christopher Columbus?
I got this
one. I actually know this.
Yeah, you know it? Does everybody remember it?
I do that. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Well, you're Italian. You had to get that. Thank God.
Of all things that all of us can remember, that is it.
Well, that's the song from in Step Brothers when they're like on the boat. They're like, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
That's how you remember it?
Okay, whatever works.
Hey, you just got to... You got to associate it with something that makes sense.
Oh, the rest of us legit remembered it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Now, the voyage cost about $7,000, $3,000 for his three ships, his personal salary of $300. That's what you get a year for doing that. And $2.50 per crew member per month. Not so bad. 51 years ago today, this one has music. In 1971, Ringo Starr received a gold record for this song.
You know, I have so much more. Anything against Ringo. I've liked Ringo, but ever since I watched that Beatles documentary that was out,
really,
I just loved
that.
Ringo in that. He's just so real, and he's funny too.
Yeah,
and he farted in that, and he made light of it too, which is
Did
another
he?
Thing. Yes, he said.
I'll look over that.
That was I farted. That's what he said.
I don't know why you saying that is so entertaining to me. Ringo, by the way, wrote this tune himself, and it went gold. So that was 51 years ago today. In 18 years ago, I thought this was interesting because I did not remember this. In 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty was reopened to tourists for the first time since the attacks of 9/11 in 2001. It was shut down for 3 years. Do you remember that?
No.
So does that mean that people were able to go to the island, but they weren't able to go like inside? I've been
I'm
to
not
the
sure
island.
They could
so
go to the
I've
island.
Never been in.
Can you still go?
Statue
I don't
Liberty.
Think you can go in it anymore.
No,
can
the,
you?
The rest of the statue was opened 5 years later in 2009, but yeah, it was closed down for that long. I mean, we weren't allowed to fly traffic after 9/11.
I will say this
time.
Again, though. You know, if you have the opportunity to go to New York, make sure you put the 9/11 memorial on the list. Fred, you went there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
it
great.
Really is impressive. It's sad, but impressive.
Legendary broadcaster Vin Scully passed away yesterday. He was just awesome. He was 94. What a career in the booth. He spent 67 years calling Dodgers games. That means he was there back in the Brooklyn Dodgers days. Think about that. It's nuts. We have a little bit of sound from him, I think.
From a Cardinals game.
Tonight, the first-place Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals, led by Jim Edmonds with 17 home runs and Pujols with 21. It's time for Dodger Baseball. Live from Dodger Stadium, Fox Sports Net 2 presents the Dodgers as they take on the St. Louis Cardinals.
That was in July of 2002 with some big names that won a couple of World Series.
How about that?
Eventually. It took a while. That was 2002, so they lost in 2004 and then 2006 and 2011.
Yeah, it took them a few more years.
Wow. He has already been in the Baseball Hall of Fame for 40 years. That's how good and amazing he is.
So how long did Mike Shannon, did Shannon do 40 years?
I think it was 50.
It was 50.
Yeah.
So think about that. Like, even longer than Shannon.
67 years. It's nuts to think about. He's beloved. And by all accounts, just a fantastic person. Okay, there is a forum online where restaurant chefs are sharing the red flags that you look for to reveal if a restaurant is, quote, low quality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Most of them are things you should notice.
No, I know nothing about this.
Oh, this is
a good list.
Most of them are things you should notice before you order. Now, here are a few.
I think we should take a guess, maybe, no?
Okay, go ahead. What are your thoughts? What is the first indication you think this is not going to be good?
Well, dirty table, maybe.
What do you say,
Alex? I think if, like, they bring you bread and the bread's no good.
Yes, that's number six. If they can't get the bread right, they're not going to get the meal right.
Well, if they can't get the drink order right, I guess, along those lines.
Well, what do you think, Abby? What's your first indication?
Sticky floors.
Ooh,
yes.
Sticky floors.
Carpet is one of the most disgusting things. Vacuuming only goes so far, and if it's old, it is sticky, and that is a good clue. Fred, what are your thoughts?
What if they don't have water at your table?
Nope, that's just, that's not in there. The number one answer, Mark, did you want to know?
I don't know. I don't know. What are we missing
here? Smell.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
all right. If there's a sour smell or disinfectant, that's a red flag. If there's a fish tank, look at it. If it's clean, the kitchen is too. If it's not, it isn't. Dirty bathrooms, dirty floors equals dirty kitchen. And a huge menu is a sign that food is frozen and the ingredients are not fresh.
Really?
Oh,
which I found to be very interesting.
Is that how you explain the Cheesecake Factory's menu?
Absolutely.
Yes,
really?
100%. And if you can smell the seafood when you walk in, it's not fresh. If you see a lot of plates half full, run. And if there are stock photos on the menu instead of pictures of their actual food, bye-bye now. Take off. It's not going to be good. And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact. Not sure which one else. Okay. Michael Jackson has earned approximately $2.4 billion since his death.
Wow.
$2.4 billion.
Do you know primarily on music publishing
music,
rights?
Yeah, but he had a tour with the, what do you call it? The not him, but the
hologram.
That did a lot as well.
Yeah, but does that include the money? Because didn't he own the Beatles music?
Probably.
So does that include
probably.
Yep.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. That is interesting. Thank you, Sue. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up another edition here for, I believe it's August 3rd, the birthday of Dennis Reardon in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Love it.
Happy 80th birthday, 423. I have a story about Disney and the thing that I hate the most at Walt Disney World in Florida. And also this Demi Lovato stuff on gender. I'm going to drag Alex and Hayes into this.
Uh-oh.
We'll share it next on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.